Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Come see your locally owned and operated Linton Glass for all your glass needs. No matter what glass you need to replace, you can count on Linton Glass. Call us today at 601-835-4336 or find us on the web at lintonglass.com.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Welcome to the Mississippi Minute, folks. Don't forget, before we get started today, as I always do, and will continue to do, go to visitmississippi.org to find out your next getaway. So many great getaways. So, you know I dig chatting with the guys that do what I do, and that's write songs. There's so many similarities along the way that mirrored, sort of the pathways are the same. But there's also some things very unique to each and their own, and those are the things that make a writer honest and thus successful. From songs like, In Case You Didn't Know, big old Brett Young hit, Luke Combs, What You See Is What You Get, the cool song Bud Weiser, the list and resume of credited hit tunes flows on like the river outside my door. Looking forward to hanging together at the Palm Coast Songwriters Festival at the end of the month in Palm Coast, Florida. You know, there's nothing wrong with going to Florida, even though you're a Mississippi guy and an Alabama guy. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, as always. I'm Steve Azar, and this is Tyler Reeve. What's up, Tyler?
What's up, Steve? How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Good. Are you in Nashville, Vegas? Are you in Atlanta? Where are you at?
I'm in Nashville, man, right now, sitting in my backyard under the porch. I'm right on the Cumberland River, so...
Oh yeah,
overlooking downtown, got the river flowing pretty good from those rains we had, but just sitting here enjoying a beautiful day.
It is gorgeous, absolutely. Hey, Tyler, so when did you make your journey into Nashville? When did you show up on the scene?
I moved to Nashville in 2012 on Valentine's Day, actually. I had a lease with my girlfriend at the time, back when I lived in Atlanta, that we moved in together on Valentine's Day, and then we broke up, and I had to stay for the lease for like six more months. I wanted to move to Nashville, but I had to wait for that lease to run out, so I ended up moving here on Valentine's Day of 2012.
I love it. Don't you love our life?
You know, you can't make it up, man. It makes it easy to be a songwriter when stuff like that actually happens.
No, no, it is. It's easy if you're not afraid to write about it and tell the world.
That's right.
Hey, you and our boy John Daly. You know, John broke me in. It was my first voyage to be on this side of the microphone. John was my first guest, John Daly, and you guys were together the other day. Were you guys writing? What was going on there?
We were just playing golf, and so he's back in town now. I'm headed out to the course here in a minute to go play golf with him, and we watched the basketball game last night together, and he was. He said to make sure that you mentioned that he was your first guest ever.
He's got a big old Santa Claus beard going right now. That's what he's sporting. What's going on with that?
He does, man. He's rocking it. I like it, man. You know, I think he's ready for something a little different. And I guess he's been enjoying it. My son got to meet him and loves it. And my nephew, every time I'm on the phone with my nephew and I'm with John, I switch it to FaceTime and I tell him I'm sitting with Santa Claus so that he'll shape up and be in good shape, you know.
You know, it's funny how life and time goes on. I remember saying the same thing, that I'm about to go play golf with John. And, you know, I mean, like, the folks that would just die to play golf, you know, the bucket list. John's a bucket list,
yeah.
You know. He's so much fun to play with.
He is, man. And, you know, they always say that you don't want to meet your heroes because they can only let you down. And John is the absolute opposite of that.
Yeah, I agree.
I've met a lot of people, and John always lives up to it. Anytime someone's coming up to say hey, or I bring someone in to play golf with us or something else, he has the biggest heart in the world. I love him to death, and he loves music more than anything in the world, so it makes it easy to go out there with we got a lot of songwriters at the club where we play, and he's a member there too. John is, and so we spend a lot of time. There'll be seven or eight of us at one time, and it's all songwriters and country singers and John, you know, just out there playing golf and listening to music and, you know, having a drink or two.
I love it. Now, first of all, did you play college golf, or what's your journey and your story about golf?
So I played golf in college, but I did not play college golf. A very big difference there.
I did the same thing, Tyler. I did the same thing.
Right. Yeah. So, no, man, I really didn't. I played a little bit when I was younger. My dad's always played. And then I really got into it in high school. And I was a very mediocre alternate on the high school golf team. And then when I went to college, I went to Florida State University, and they let us play the Seminole course there for free if you were walking. So one summer, a buddy of mine, we started walking like 36 a day every day, and just kind of we got the bug and fell in love with it and all that stuff. And then, you know, a few years later, I ended up playing these little amateur tournaments in Atlanta with a few buddies, and we'd win like a pair of golf shoes or a driver or whatever, and I'd sell that and make a couple bucks to supplement my my show income.
I love it. Hey, you know, Tyler, this is the mirroring part. This is so funny because at Delta State, where I went way before you went to college, we did the same thing. We could walk, show our student ID, and play golf all day. And a couple of my roommates, well, my little brother in my fraternity, and my best friend there, one of my best friends at school from Chicago, was there on a golf scholarship. So, you know, that's what they would go practice, and we would literally spend all day, and then we'd play for Wendy's or play for McDonald's or play, you know what I mean? We'd play for dinner.
Yeah.
And it was just, man, it was a big help, a school allowing you to have that opportunity. So I get it. And it's so funny. So, all right. So with John and I, we met doing the Monday after the Masters. How'd you guys meet?
John and I met through a good friend of mine about, I guess, like 7 or 8 years ago. It was a year or two after I had moved to Nashville, and he came out to meet a buddy of mine who owns some bars and restaurants here in Nashville, and I happened to be there hanging, and my buddy's like, "Hey, John, Tyler's a songwriter," and John's like, "Man, I love music, I love songs," and we started just talking and everything, and we were buddies. We would text back and forth and stuff, but really over about the last I guess about 2 or 3 years, John and I have become a lot closer. Almost, you know, we're like family. I mean, we talk probably every day, if not every other day. So that's just been in the past few years with him being in Nashville a lot now. He comes and stays for a couple weeks at a time and plays golf out at Old Hickory. And then, you know, he's recording a record right now, too.
Right.
So he's cut a couple songs I wrote on it, and I went into the studio with him yesterday when I was done writing, and I went in there and helped him while he sang the vocal. I just kind of coached him through it. He did a great job, and he's got a cool record coming out, man. He's got like Willie Nelson singing on a song with him, and then
it's just so good.
I think I'm gonna do one with him, and he's got quite a project going.
I love it. It's round two for him. That's so cool.
Yeah.
John's little son. Little John is no little, and he's not little anymore. He's going to be going to Arkansas, where my daughter is. My wife went to Arkansas many moons ago, so
yeah,
they're Razorbacks. But he's excited about that, and it was back in the day that we did the You Don't Know a Thing video. John was in the video, and we sort of told the story of his life, but little John was in there swinging. We'd wake up in the morning sometimes. Just the stories and the memories I have. First of all, John helped me pick my house out in Franklin. He was with me. Second of all, it's like he's always there, you know? We wake up and he's playing the FedEx, the St. Jude, and we're looking for little John. We can't find him. It's the morning, you know? And All of a sudden, we look outside, and he's in his diaper. He's got John's one iron, and he's just pounding all of John's golf balls that he's, you know, that he's going to be using for the week. He's hitting them through the fence. He's just dropping them, and they're dissolving in the zoysia, right? You can't even see him. He's digging them out, man. So it's just so many stories. All right, we're enough of John for a while. We're going to dig into your life story that's just so impressive, and it's so early into your career, but you've had so much success, and I know that your journey hasn't been simple. So I want to dig into that in the next segment. Folks, we're Tyler Reeve. The Palm Coast Songwriters Festival, that's the website, palmcoastsongwritersfestival.com. For my man Gary, we promised we'd promote it a little bit today. I know some Mississippi folks that just booked some trips there as well. So that's at the end of the month in April and the beginning of May. Check it out. Tyler and I will be there with a lot of our friends, a couple generations of songwriters, maybe more. Even our boy Paul Overstreet's going to be there, a dear friend of ours. So go to visitmississippi.org. That will be your next friend. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. We'll be right back. I'm still trying to buy. Hey, folks, it's Steve Azar. My friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. Tap and go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Nobody covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk. Super Talk Mississippi News is your source for all things Mississippi. Stay here and hear the stories that matter. Super Talk Mississippi News. Online at Super Talk.
Hey there, this is Jody Adams at Ridgeland Medical Clinic. We are now accepting appointments for chronic and acute care as well as walk-ins. We are conveniently located off Highway 51 in the Oak Place Shopping Center. I invite you to call today. That's Jody Adams with Ridgeland Medical Clinic. Our phone number is 601-790-7711. We offer the gold standard COVID-19 PCR testing with next day results. We at Ridgeland Medical Clinic hope to see you soon. Our number is 601-790-7711.
Are the trees and shrubs running your yard instead of you? Let the tree professionals at Baroni's Tree Pros take out your problem limb by limb. Baroni's Tree Pros is your complete tree, shrub, and stump removal service. No job is too big for the tree professionals at Baroni's Tree Pros. And with our superior cleanup, you can't go wrong. Baroni's Tree Pros, 601-345-8090. 601-345-8090. That's 601-345-8090. Or online at baronistreepros.com. That's baronistreepros.com.
COVID-19 has had a profound effect on the workplace. As organizations adapt, RJ Young is here to help. We provide key technology solutions to power your business, like temperature kiosks, smart security systems, backfile scanning, managed IT services, digital lockers, and more. RJ Young will help you to ensure safety and productivity in the workplace. To learn more, visit rjyoung.com/COVID.
Play the newly renovated Dancing Rabbit. Golf Magazine's The Augusta You Can Play. In the rolling hills of Mississippi, it's one of the Southeast's most awarded destinations. Dancing Rabbit boasts two critically acclaimed par 72 courses, the Oaks and the Azaleas. With great stay-and-play packages starting at just $143, Dancing Rabbit will quickly become your home away from home. Only at Dancing Rabbit Golf Club, a Pearl River Resort destination, Choctaw, Mississippi. Visit DancingRabbitGolf.com to book your tee time.
Grass growing season is in full swing, and Hartley Equipment in Gluckstadt is your one-stop outdoor equipment shop. Hartley has teamed up with Skag Lawnmowers to offer you the best deals of the year during their annual Skag Open House event. This sale will run Monday, April 19th through Saturday, April 24th. All week long, Hartley will have huge discounts on all Skag walk-behinds, stand-ons, and zero-turn mowers. Hartley has the perfect Skag lawnmower for the small residential yard or large estate owner. Commercial grass cutters will also receive additional discounts on any purchases during this week-long sale. On top of all these savings, all Skag mowers are eligible for 0% financing with no money down, as well as Mow Now, Pay Later financing options. Each purchase will come with a free first service and free delivery. Stop by Hartley Equipment in Gluckstadt, April 19th through the 24th, and see for yourself why Skag mowers are simply the best.
This is owner Cameron Hartley reminding you that when it comes to your lawn equipment needs, shop smartly, shop Hartley.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
As we roll down a Mississippi Minute, I'm Steve Azar with hit songwriter, artist, singer-songwriter Tyler Reeve. He's hanging out in Nashville like I used to do. And I know that an Alabama boy going to Nashville, not so bad, like Mississippi going to Nashville. It's not such a culture shock. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, and visit Mississippi.org. Trust me, folks, so many wonderful, cool things to do right here in the birthplace of American music. Tyler, let's go back to the beginning. I want to understand when the bug hit you, because I know you're a good athlete and all that. And so tell me, you know, growing up, your folks, were you the only kid in the family? Do you have brothers and sisters? Where did the music bug, and when did it bite?
Man, I have one sister, an older sister. She's 4 years older than I am, and she's not musical per se, nor is my dad, as he always says. He's like, the only thing I can play is the radio. my mom is not really either, but my grandmother, Babo, she just had a birthday a couple days ago, and I'm going down. I will actually see her in the Palm Coast while I'm at the Palm Coast Music or Songwriters Festival. She lives in St. Augustine, so I'm going to go spend a couple nights with her, and she's going to get to hold her great-grandbaby.
Wow.
But she's very musical. She can play the piano and sing, and my uncle, also, he played guitar, and he was a songwriter and singer, and he went to high school with Jimmy Buffett there in Mobile, so they were buddies, and they used to kick around and write songs way back in the day and all that good stuff. So my uncle would always pull out a guitar and start playing on the you know, beach deck at the beach house or something, whatever, summertime, and all the other kids would go running down to the beach and want to play, and I apparently would just kind of sit there mesmerized and stay up there listening to him. So, you know, I probably have him to thank for that, my Uncle Brent, God rest his soul, but I think that's where it probably started. When I was in high school, I started playing guitar a little bit, but I mean, you know, not even, I made it through like two guitar lessons and I was like, this is terrible. And then put it down, and then kind of got re-inspired by listening to a girl that went to my high school playing at a party one night. She pulled her guitar out and started playing, and I just thought it was so cool that she wrote her own songs and everything. So I went and got an acoustic guitar, and that's how the journey started. And then I went to college, ended up playing cover gigs like 4 hours a night at all the bars in town, and did all that stuff. And then, you know, kind of that eventually led into all kinds of, well, I ended up down in Key West after I graduated. I played at Irish Kevin's 6 nights a week, 4 hour shows, no breaks. That was, you really get your chops up then, I can tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, no breaks. You weren't taking any breaks. Wow.
No, oh, I mean, man. Yeah, they wanted us to drink with the crowd to ring that register, you know, and then, but somehow they thought that we would never need to go and go to the bathroom or anything.
Yeah, so, no breaks, no bathroom breaks.
Anyway, it was a great experience for me. Actually, that's really where I started thinking, you know, I can't be playing other people's songs the rest of my life. It's fun, but it's not, it was not fulfilling for my soul. I mean, might be for some people's, but I wanted to be the one who wrote the songs that those people are singing along to. And so from Key West, I ended up moving up to Atlanta, Georgia, and I started a band, and I started writing songs, and put out a record, and toured the Southeast for a little while. And then 2010, I got a call from the Country Throwdown Tour, which was Montgomery Gentry, Jamie Johnson, Eric Church, Little Big Town, a whole big slew of people on this tour. And so they hired my band off a couple of videos they saw or something of on YouTube or something. I'm not sure exactly. YouTube wasn't what it is today. No. Back then, it was like somebody filmed it at a show, and it wasn't like, hey, here's my YouTube video to get me famous or anything.
Hey, Tyler.
Not quite that way.
Tyler, yeah. You weren't around when MySpace was around. That was awful.
Yeah, awful. I was for a minute. And listen, Steve, I would have put you in my top eight, buddy. I'll tell you what. Remember that top eight on MySpace? You had to pick your eight favorite people.
I love it.
Yeah, so anyway, and I ended up on the Country Throwdown Tour. We were the opening act. We
had to pull
a big barbecue pit around behind us, an 18-foot Pabst Blue Ribbon can that was a smoker behind an RV that we found. It was called a Holiday Rambler. And they told me, they said, we will pay you $35,000. And I was like, I have made it. I am rich. And this is where it goes from here.
I love it.
I called my mama. I was like, Mom, they're paying me $35,000 to do this gig. And after 19,000 miles, 24 shows, the Holiday Rambler breaking down about 9 or 10 times,
Holiday Rambler,
I think I lost about $15,000 overall.
I could have taught you about tour support. You needed to call me at that point. You need to call your top eight on MySpace, and I would have said, hey, here's the deal. That $35,000 is going to go, half of it's going to Waffle House.
Yeah, exactly. Man, and I mean, it was... You know what, though? It was one of the best things that ever happened to me, because we drove ourselves. There were 26 tour buses on that tour, and they all had bus drivers except for us.
So and the Holiday Rambler. Bus. I love it.
Yeah, we were bus 27. We were eight guys, and or seven guys and one girl. Our merch girl was with us, and man, we drove ourselves, and we had to be every day. We had to be up for line check by like noon. At the new venue, and these were all sheds, you know, all the outdoor amphitheaters. And but we also, part of the deal with us being the opener was that we had to host the like late night after party for like all the artists backstage and everything. And so we had to cook all night and stuff. I mean, like till like 3 a.m.
When you read the contract and the fine print somewhere, did it say that you also had to be a chef as well? What's going on?
Oh, listen. Well, listen, let me tell you, Steve, I didn't read much of a contract at all. At the time, I was like, man, this just sounds awesome. We wore many hats on that tour. But it was fun, though. You know, we were out there, we'd take turns behind the little pit barbecue, and all my guys and myself, and we'd cook. But we also had to go to Walmart every day. And in every town we were in,
this is unbelievable.
Like shrimp and hamburgers and hot dogs and all stuff for every single night. And we weren't allowed to pack it up until everybody was done partying, and then we'd have to drive ourselves to the next town. So if it's an 8-hour roll, Eddie Montgomery's not done partying until 3 a.m.
I know that. I've been there, but I'm going to do the math right now. The math is you roll in around 5 a.m. wherever you're going. You probably had 2 hours. Probably if they routed it, unless they routed you guys where they sent you around the map.
These were like 5 to 8 hour rolls, man. We'd roll in at 11 a.m. and have to be on stage at noon for line check.
No.
Awful. And then we'd go on stage the whole day to open the doors at 12:30, and then at 1:10 we'd fire. We were the first band, and we'd play our 30-minute set. Or whatever, 25 minutes. And then next up, you know, Jonathan Singleton in the Grove. And
did you ever fall asleep on stage? Do you ever fall asleep on stage? Do I just tell me? And then also,
I'll tell you what,
go ahead. No, I'm asking. Well, I wonder who was shopping.
I haven't, but if I ever did fall asleep on stage, it probably would have been during that. But I didn't.
Were you guys backstage going like doing the getting the whoever got the short straw had to go to Walmart? And then who, and I want to know the truth, who was a little bit like, I'm a vegetarian and I can't eat and I don't eat shellfish. I'm allergic and I can't eat pine nuts. Who was it? Tell me.
We did have a few of those out there, but I will say they had great catering itself. The catering was great. We weren't like the actual catering. We were just the late night party. So everybody's well fed with juices and meals and everything out on that tour. So they weren't all worried about that, but we made it through somehow. That's how I ended up in Nashville, too. I met Jonathan Singleton, and he said, man, you're pretty good at writing songs. You should write them with other people, because I was writing by myself. And he said, why don't you come up to Nashville? And that's how I started coming up to Nashville.
Wow, there it was.
I would stay with him. So that's kind of how my journey ended up in Nashville.
Well, first of all, I wish we could go back with you and just go, hey, Tyler, here's what you're going to do. You're going to start stealing from all of the catering a little at a time. You're going to serve everybody. You could even stockpile it and serve them yesterday's food. I mean, I'd figure this out because you got no sleep. And the 35K, I know where that went. So anyway, but you know what? It's such a great story. You know, and you probably became endeared by so many of the artists. And then later you write songs for some of those guys. I just think that, you know, God's got his plan. He had you in it to do exactly what you're doing. And you've got some great stories to tell. We're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, exactly that, with Tyler Reeve. And go to visitmississippi.org to find out everything cool that you can do right here. So many great museums. Come down and see me at the B.B. King Museum, the Grammy Museum, the Jim Henson Museum. Come on, Kermit the Frog. He's right down the street. Are you kidding me? All right, look, Tyler, we are the birthplace of American music. I know all about the history. I've recorded many songs with David Briggs, and we know Norbert Putnam. He built the Delta Music Institute at Delta State, where I'm the artist in resident. And they were the Muscle Shoals rhythm section, two of the four or five guys that made history. So I get the history in Alabama, but we are the birthplace. So would you like to hear into the break? You get to play DJ Conway Twitty or Tammy Wynette.
Ooh, let's go with Conway. I love them both, but let's go with Conway.
Oh, you got it. You better believe. Let's listen to some Conway. We'll be right back.
But I know she'll always remember the time. Had a millionaire's dream, and Lord, I love that lady wearing tight-fitting jeans.
Nobody covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk. Super Talk Mississippi News is your source for all things Mississippi. Stay here and hear the stories that matter. Super Talk Mississippi News. Online at Super Talk.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, a 60% chance of rain, high near 64. Tonight, an 80% chance of rain, low around 53. Saturday, a slight chance of rain under mostly cloudy conditions, high near 67. Mostly cloudy Saturday evening, low around 46. And for your Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 68. This weather brought to you by No Drip Roofing and Construction. With rain coming, let us show you what the No Drip difference is all about. No Drip Roofing and Construction. Online at NoDripMS.com.
Hi, this is Mark Shapley of M.M. Shapley Steakhouse. This past year, we were fortunate to see many new faces and reacquaint with old friends, and I believe I know why. Being from the Mississippi Delta, we learned how to entertain while creating a comfortable home environment, and that's M.M. Shapley's specialty. M.M. Shapley's is your place for award-winning steaks and homemade tamales. M.M. Shapley's. Real, authentic, welcoming, fine dining. For reservations, visit mmshapleys.com or call 601-957-8000.
It's scary to be diagnosed with stage 3 rectal cancer at age 30. I was a new mom with a new job and a husband out of town when I found out, so I'm very thankful for St. Dominic's. I met with a different specialist every day for a week, and all of a sudden, I had an entire team of medical professionals coming together to save my life. And that's exactly what they did for me and my son. Thanks to St. Dominic's, I can be the mom I always wanted to be.
St. Dominic's. Skilled hands. Compassionate hearts.
Do you have chronic pain, feelings of depression, anxiety, or just stressed out? Mississippi's finest CBD can provide an organic alternative to staying healthy and active without the psychoactive side effects. We're a Mississippi-based company and we make our own products. Mississippi's finest CBD has a completely contactless online store at msfinest.com. These products are available now for shipping or local delivery. That's msfinest.com. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you ready for what is possibly the last lawnmower you will ever buy? If so, then you are ready for an Exmark. This is David Frederick with Frederick Sales and Service. And if you're ready, now is the time to take advantage of special Exmark pricing and special Exmark financing. With 0% financing and payments that won't start for 150 days. That's 5 months before your first payment and still 0% interest. You don't want to miss out on this opportunity to own the mower that landscape professionals purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. So stop by Frederick Sales and Service on Old Highway 471 in Brandon and let me or one of my experienced staff help you find the Exmark mower that best suits your needs. At Frederick's, we are the Exmark experts. 26 years of award-winning selling, servicing, and supporting our customers with legendary Exmark quality. Frederick Sales and Service, the choice in outdoor equipment, serving Central Mississippi since 1993.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to SuperTalk Mississippi News. If you received the Pfizer vaccine, the CEO says it's likely you'll need a booster shot.
A likely scenario is that there will be likely a need for a third dose somewhere between 6 and 12 months, and then from there, there will be an annual revaccination.
That's Albert Bourla, who says the threat of variants will play a big role in vaccine strategy moving forward. The governor's proclamation declaring it as Confederate Heritage Month is receiving some backlash.
The Mississippi Legislative Black Caucus is calling on the governor to rescind the proclamation, saying that in the midst of the Derek Chauvin trial and the current situation in Minneapolis, it would be in the best interest of peace and harmony to avoid any racial connotations that stir up division and remind us of the evil past, such as the Confederacy. Through his press secretary, the governor called the month a chance to learn from our history.
I'm Kelly Bennett.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
The Great American Cleanup has begun. It's the state's largest effort to prevent litter and beautify communities. Keep Mississippi Beautiful is working to expand our wildflower plantings across our state and to make Mississippi more beautiful. We encourage you to volunteer with us this year. And remember, cover and tarp your load and keep litter in its proper place. Learn more at keepmsbeautiful.com.
Most people think there are just seven wonders of the modern world. But if you wake up with Super Talk, you know there are eight. The amount of information and entertainment Paul Gallo fits into one three-hour show is simply astounding. Amazing it is. News, weather, sports, and interviews with the movers, shakers, and playmakers.
Experience the wonder of Gallo.
Every morning on Super Talk Mississippi. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Well, I got caught in Panama City trying to buy some beer for some Georgia girl.
I didn't really know Tyler Reeve until John Daly called the other day. He actually FaceTimed, and there was Tyler, but I was very familiar with Tyler's work and his songs and how he's made his way into the upper echelon of songwriters in Nashville. And now that I've spent a Mississippi Minute with him, or at least part of one, in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, visit Mississippi.org, folks. As I always remind you, so many wonderful things to do that are right in your backyard. I really dig this guy. And now I know why John's hanging out with him, because I get it. And your story, Tyler, is just so compelling. All right, now, you're doing the co-writing thing. I get it. Our journeys are so similar, from the free golf you had Florida State, I had Delta State. Either way, the bottom line is it gave you an opportunity to learn the game. I got more, or if not all, of my publishing deals and my record deal, my big record deal at Universal, all on the golf course. So it became a very important asset. It did, because, you know, we fought to have lunch or fought to be able to meet somebody for so many years, but having lunch, everybody's eating, or it just, nothing ever happened, you know. But when you're on the golf course, you're there for how many hours? I mean, you're getting to know each other. And what
that's
other sport?
The thing, man, that's what I think more than anything, Steve, and I say this all the time to anyone who'll listen, but the thing about golf is that if you go out and play a round of golf, it's like hanging out with somebody 50 times in a bar at night or something. I mean, not only do you have this time with that person, but you can also get to know a lot about a person, not even from what they tell you, but just the way that they react in adversity, or when they're celebrating a shot, or when they hit a bad shot or anything else. You can see the way that their body language changes, the way they react to that, or whatever else, you can just learn so much about people and, right. and get to know them really well. And that's just what I love about it so much, man. I just love the social aspect of it, as well as, of course, being out in nature and the sunshine and all that good stuff.
So tell me Absolutely. What the first time was when you really got it right, and it was more than $35,000 for your first hit. So, and you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to go anywhere. Yeah. Or you don't have to cook a meal for everybody at midnight and drive 8 hours. And there ain't no shopping at Walmart for anybody. You're doing it for yourself. So what was it That's like, right. and when did it happen?
I moved up here in 2012. I guess from buddies telling me, I held off on a publishing deal because I was writing with some cool guys like Jonathan Singleton and Eric Pasley and Dylan Alton and all these guys. And so I held on to my publishing. And I guess about 4 years in, I guess 2015 or 2016, I was down at the Key West Songwriter Festival playing, and I ended up meeting Brett Young. And I didn't know Brett, and really I'd missed my flight. I was supposed to be gone that Sunday, but I'd had so much fun the night before I missed my flight. And I met Brett on that Sunday, and he said, man, I'm a fan of, you know, your songs. I like your songs, and I was wondering if you'd go with me down to Mexico. I'm doing a little retreat to write for my record. And I was like, yeah, you know, whatever. I didn't really think much of it. He didn't have his record deal. I just didn't know who he was. I didn't know what a great guy he was or any of that stuff yet. I guess like a week later, I got back and he called me and he said, these are the dates, man. Can you go? And it was only like a week or two later, I think. And so I said, yeah, man. And he said, you know anybody you want to bring down that you think would be good for the trip, you know? And I called Trent Tomlinson, who I've been a fan of for a long time, his songwriting and everything, and I've known him for a long time. We actually wrote, my first cut on an album was called Whiskey on My Breath, which was Love and Theft, and Trent was one of the writers on that. That's the time I met Trent first. And then, so Trent said he was game, and we went down to Mexico, and on the third day of that trip, we ended up writing In Case You Didn't Know, and Brett was still, like, had not signed long for him with his record deal with Big Machine. And he sent that song to Jimmy Harnon at about 3 or 4 a.m., I think it was, after we'd finished it up and done a little piano work tape. And Jimmy Harnon, you know, sent him back right then. It's like, man, I think this is your career song. And this is before, you know, before Brett had even put out his first record.
Yeah, I love it. And by the way, Jimmy Harnon, by the way, is a brother. He's played multiple rounds of golf in my life with him, and he's one of the guys I trust, especially when it comes to music. You know, he was a hit artist as well. He had this song, Where Are You Now? I used to go sing it to him all the time when he was teeing it up. He'd go, quit it. Just stop. Anyway, he had a big old hit years ago. But he's one of the great guys.
Yeah, man, he is great. He's been, I mean, you know, he's actively still, I still talk to him and stuff. And really, I guess when you look at it, as far as it goes for Brett's career, I'm just another songwriter that happened to be on a great song. And Brett, you know, he's had, I think, his sixth or seventh number one just recently.
Crazy. I love it.
But Jimmy's always more than gracious and always, you know, reaches out and makes sure we're invited to whatever.
Agreed.
You know,
wonderful guy.
Celebrations for Brett and everything else.
Yeah. So, love it. Love it. That, you know what, for Jimmy, that excites him because, you know, Scott Borchetta was my head of promotion, and we did a big wine event one weekend, and I had my next single coming out. It was going to be the first single for him to work because Michael Powers was in his spot and had left and to do his own thing, and they had Zach Brown, and they were doing all that. And Keith Stegall is who signed me. Anyway, long story short, they were all gone, and here we were. And we spent the whole weekend getting all excited and drinking red wine and just ready to go. And then Monday, the day of Ad Day, he calls me. He goes, well, I got to tell you, they won't give me my own label here, and I'm going to go out and start my own. And I said, you've got to be. Can you wait, like, just get the song off the ground for a minute? You know, I knew that was not good timing. But I was excited for him because I knew that. And then when he went and got Jimmy, I said, oh, man, they're going to kill it, you know. So what? So you finally have – so is that your first hit?
So that was my first hit, and it did well. We actually won Song of the Year for it, which was awesome. The BMI Song of the Year, I think, which is just
yeah.
such a cool
Huge.
Thing to win.
Huge.
And I got to bring my fiance at the time, who's now my wife and mother of my son. I brought her, and I asked Mason Hunter at BMI. I said, he said, "We're going to have you a really good seat, buddy." You know, and so I was like, "Oh, it's going to be great." And so they had us at one of those little front row tables. And I asked him, I said, "Hey, is there any way I could get an extra seat?" You know, and he's like, "Ha ha ha." I was like, "No, I'm serious. I want to take my mom with me too. You know, if I can."
What he did?
So he bent over backwards to get it done for me, and he did. So I took my mama and my fiance.
Oh man, you're supposed to be able to take your mama and your fiance and your wife to be when you're when you have Song of the Year. Make room, baby.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing, man. I felt great being there surrounded by all my friends and stuff. And I, you know, but man, it is like when you win it, you're like, you know, it's a little emotional. You're like, holy man. I mean, you know, it's a pretty cool thing. And of course, one of my good buddies said, when I came back to the table, he said, "Well, it's all downhill from here," which that was the first thing he said to me. I was like, "Thank you, buddy." But, I mean, it felt good, man. And I really, had a good time there, and it was fun to have my mom there. We got to sit. I mean, we're, you know, 10 feet away. They're doing the Steve Cropper. That year, Steve Cropper was the, legend that they were. Yeah. So, we got to watch like John Legend do sitting on the dock of the bay.
Wow.
I mean, from like, you know, from like 5 feet away. John Legend actually walked by my mom and said, "Excuse me," and put his hand on her back to slide through to walk on the stage. And my mom turned around, she goes, "That guy looks like John Legend." I said, "That is John Legend." He walked on the stage. 2 seconds later, he's like, "Sitting in the morning, son."
You know, Cropper and I have got a long history together, just friends. A lot of golf charity events. We played all over the place, but always ended up on stage together. One of my favorite people, his wife, Angel, was a really good player, like really good golfer. And just the nights I've had with him and the memories. You know, I remember my brother-in-law, we were hanging out at the time before Nashville had all these great restaurants. You're talking about 1991, maybe 92, 93. Cropper and I would be there, and my brother-in-law came in from Arkansas, and he goes, he's a huge music buff and fan, so he knew who he was. He goes, why? He couldn't talk. "Why is Steve Cropper at our table?" And I said, "Because he's a friend." I go, "What's the big deal?" And he goes, "You don't understand. You know, you just don't." I mean, he was freaked out because just love Cropper. I mean, come on. And for folks out there that don't know who Steve Cropper is, let me just say this. When John Belushi says, "Play it, Steve," that's who it is. That's it. You know, and there's more fame than that. But sitting on the dock of the bay, what, Green Onion? What else? Wait to the Midnight Hour. What do you write? What else did he write that was so
good? Yeah, Midnight Hour. Yeah, I mean, man, honestly, when they played the whole, you know, I guess, like, I mean, everybody from, like, the High Women and Jason Isbell and all these people got up and did all these songs. But by the end of it, I mean, I was just like, I couldn't even keep track of the, you know, he probably has more number ones than songs I've written.
Well, you know, you think about it. I spent almost a year on the road with Bob Seger, and when I did that, I didn't realize when he told me, he goes, "You know, I've only had one number one song." And I said, "What? Come on. What are you talking about?" They were all number one in my mind, you know, because having a number one record is complicated because your record label has to have everything lined up and the stars have to align up with your record label. Like, it's got to be magic, you know? And
right.
So.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, no
it's,
doubt.
It's difficult when you get up in the top and then you're competing. It's timing, right? So. I was going, no, come on. And it was, I think, the Beverly Hills Cop song that he wrote that was his only number one. That's insane.
Jeez.
I mean, think about all the
you
great
singers. Like Down on Main Street or Fire Down Below, Against the
Old
Wind.
Time Rock and Roll, Against
Old time
the
rock
Wind.
And roll,
how is
turn
it possible?
Like,
how is it possible?
Yeah, exactly.
We're with Tyler Reeve. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org is the place to head. So many awesome things to do right here in our glorious state. We'll be right back.
Nobody covers the Magnolia State like Supertalk. Supertalk Mississippi News is your source for all things Mississippi. Stay here and hear the stories that matter. Supertalk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm.
Hi, this is Dale Danks with Danks, Miller & Corey. With more than 100 years of combined experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complicated matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Contact us online at DanksMillerCorey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Will Umflett with Capital Dental. We at Capital Dental want you to be confident in a bright and healthy smile that you can be proud of. We provide teeth whitening to brighten your smile. Book your appointment today at CapitalDentalInc.com. Capital Dental, located in Northeast Jackson on Lakeland Drive.
Here's the story about one of my favorite customers.
Tell me, John.
Well, I greeted him, of course, as he came in Junikers and said he was looking for something very special for his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So I shared with him some of our latest collections, and he selected a gorgeous diamond bracelet. It was an exquisite choice. I knew his wife would love. So, of course, I had to ask, what's the occasion? Is this her anniversary? Her birthday? He just smiled and said, it's Thursday.
So just because?
Just because.
A good man.
Wise man. You see, when it comes to expressing your love, he knew the right time is now.
At Juniker Jewelry Company, love is what we do.
We're Mississippi's direct diamond importer. With 10 times the diamonds, engagement rings, and fine designer jewelry you'll see in average jewelry stores.
All at the guaranteed best prices in the state.
And where every day is Thursday.
Juniker Jewelry Company, Mississippi's direct diamond importer, 1485 Highland Colony Parkway, just south of 463 in Madison, and JunikerJewelry.com.
Here's Uncle Si.
Bugs can be a problem. Then you got the termites. They got big teeth. Like this barn, it would probably take them all maybe 3 or 4 days to eat this barn down, and there wouldn't be nothing but the tin left laying on the ground. Bunch of sawdust. That's all they leave behind, sawdust. How many bugs have I got in my beard? Hopefully none. Is that what's been moving? We got a tough crowd here, boys. If you want the real story about pest control, call Havard Pest Control Incorporated, the professional bug exterminator.
The name to trust for over 65 years, at Havard Pest Control, the difference is clear.
At Havard Pest Control, their number one goal is customer satisfaction. Havard understands that everyone's pest control needs are different. That's why they offer a wide variety of services to protect your home against all kinds of pests and termite invasions. When it comes to keeping your home and family safe against all kinds of pests, trust Havard.
Havard Pest Control.
Visit HavardPest.com or call 601-936-0309. 601-936-0309.
Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dabbs Fleet. Call the Rogers Dabbs Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdabbs.com. Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet. Find new roads.
News happens fast.
There's a lot to take in and a lot to hear
from all across the Magnolia State.
And the foremost spot for Mississippi news is Supertalk.fm. Your Mississippi news on air and online. Supertalk.fm.
Visit Ridgeland presents the Art, Wine, and Wheels weekend, April 30th through May 2nd at the Renaissance at Colony Park. Events include Ridgeland Fine Arts Festival, Natchez Trace Century Ride, and a Friday night April 30th kickoff party. Visit artwineandwheels.com. Follow Visit Ridgeland on Facebook. Hashtag Visit MS Responsibly.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every day for the college football fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, this is Ford Truck Month. Get the best deals of the year on the only trucks that are built Ford tough. Drive home the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the legendary performer Ford Super Duty, or the adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Work or play, count on Ford trucks to get the job done, and hurry, because Ford Truck Month is an event you don't want to miss.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Said what's on my mind, but I didn't.
You're always in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. I love that. And visit Mississippi.org is your next destination. So many just incredible historical things that are ours. It's our own. We're with Tyler Reeve, big old hit songwriter, and even better than that, a real good guy, as you can tell. All right, so tell me, so you have your success. You ever look back and go, what if I decided not to go to Mexico?
Man, absolutely. I will say that, this town, and for good reason, but this town is very protective. It's a hard little nut to crack to get in those rooms with with guys that have multiple number one hits and that just kind of have proven that they really know what they're doing. And I think that it would have been so much harder for me to get in those rooms. And when you get in those rooms and you can trust those guys and eventually become one of those guys that other people trust, it's so much easier to be a good songwriter because you're not afraid. You know, I mean, being scared is the worst thing you can do writing a song, but it's also weird. You know, you go in a room and you don't want to, like, bare your soul to someone you barely know mm-hmm. and then them not agree with you or something else. So, yeah, I think that is really what opened the door for me to get in those rooms on a regular basis.
Well, that's key. That's key. You got to get comfortable with it. You have to.
Right. You know, yeah. So, you know, I was writing with, and the great thing is I was writing with a lot of guys that now, have kind of graduated in the same, I guess, class where a lot of us have hits, that at the same time then did not, or we're just getting our first ones and stuff like that. But, you know, so I'm with you, man. If I did not go to Mexico, I don't know that I wouldn't have a hit song, but I don't know that I would. So, I'm just glad I did it. I'm glad I'm still friends with Brett. We play golf some, and I love the guy, and he's been great, and he did a great job with that, singing that record and that being a big hit for us. It was a cool thing. And then I've also, my more recent one that was kind of a fun thing is Luke Combs and Ray Fulcher and I wrote a song in 2016, as a matter of fact. And it's called Does to Me. And after we wrote it, Luke and Ray are both huge Eric Church fans. And I am too, but I mean, they grew up, that was their guy, Eric. So, we wrote this song and Ray and I started talking like, hey, you know, this sounds like an Eric Church song, you know? And so we told Luke had just gotten his record deal. His first record wasn't even out yet. And we were like, man, could you imagine if we could get this to Eric Church? And Eric Church could feature Luke Combs. Like, imagine what that would do for your career.
I love this. I love where this is going.
Yeah, Luke was like, man, I mean, there's no way. And we're like, man, it'd be cool though, wouldn't it? And he's like, man, that'd be cool. So anyway, we don't get the song to Eric. Doesn't go on the record. His first record was done, to be fair. But so they put out that first record. It blows up. Luke Combs becomes Luke Combs. And they go to cut the second record, and you know, Luke calls Ray and lets me know, and he says, "Hey, Does to Me is going to be on this record." And we're like, "Oh man, that's great, man, that's great," you know, and we're excited about it. And then Ray texts me a few days later, and he said, "Hey man, guess who just walked in the studio to put a vocal on?
Come on,
Does to Me." And I said, "Who?" And he said, "The Chief." I was like, no way. He's like, yeah, man. And of course, and I knew Eric from the touring days on that Country Throwdown tour.
Yeah, because you're cooking for him in the middle of the night.
So Eric ended up being Luke featuring Eric, which is crazy that Luke, you know, took off and his career exploded that fast. And then that song ended up being a single to radio and winning the Song of the Year for XM The Highway or whatever this past year. And now it's up for ACM Musical Event of the Year and all this other crazy stuff. And I saw Eric actually at the BMI Awards this past year, and he was like, man, I'm a big fan of that song. I wasn't gonna just sing on something. Luke and I agreed that if I didn't like it, I wouldn't sing on it. And he said he sent it to me, and I just knew right away, you know, whatever. So anyway, it was super cool, kind of a full circle moment.
Well, all right, listen, hey, you go play golf. Tell Johnny I said hello. PalmCoastSongwritersFestival.com. You guys come check out Tyler and me and Anthony and Bobby Pinson and James Slater and Wynn Varble. The list goes on and on. And Jeffrey Steele, I mean, all the guys that we've had such a great time with getting to know over our lives and playing some music. And then we'll obviously be bringing all these folks back down to Mississippi any and every chance we get. Blessings to you, brother, and have a great round today. You've been in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Tyler Reeve, folks. Check him out online, his music. Oh, you got it, pal. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out everything cool that you can do right now. I'm Steve Azar. Tyler, later on, baby.
See you, buddy.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time. Try.
folks. It's Steve Azar. And my friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm. A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.